Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
Make a motion to open the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All right, first on the agenda is the...
I believe it's in a moment's prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Next on the agenda is the approval of the March 15th city meeting minutes. I know there's been some concern about it. Make a reminder that Commissioner Maupin.
I know I did at least one, I just don't know the date.
Right. Well, the thing is you were in a car accident the night before. Your stuff has gotten removed. We're not required to have a minute. We can just put in there that the report's not presented. Because you didn't actually present a report anyhow, because you weren't at the meeting. So that, and what did we have for Commissioner Hall? Did we have on there that he was on the video?
Mm-hmm.
So we had that covered. I just say we fill in that the report wasn't given.
That's,
because you weren't here anyhow.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation for what we need to put in there. Is there any objections to that? All right. Anything else? Did we start the recorders?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we started the recorders. They're not on my desk no more. Okay. All right. So, I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes.
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, unanimous. All right, financial reports. Did y'all take a look at those? They were to the penny again this month. I really like the fact that we get reconciliation sheets. Any questions about the financial report? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the financial report?
Accept the financial report.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All right. The reimbursement pages went around and been signed off on. City Attorney report.
Okay, I'm looking at your agenda, Mayor, and you're inquiring again about Ray. I think Ray made a payment after the last meeting. I was going to ask Stan if he was here, but, you know, I think that she's doing the best she can. I think that Commissioner Board last week gave her some, you know, letters to pay, and I just keep track of that. That's on my desk, and so I think that... You know, if she doesn't make it, then she'll make it a little bit later than she intended to make it. But I do know that she's making a value after paying her taxes. She, as you pointed out, has historically been late, but
understand.
You know, the good news is that the city gets interest on late payments. So I'm monitoring that.
Okay.
In fact, her attorney, Mike Maples, a great real estate lawyer, called me up and assured me that she's doing the best she can. They're friends from long way back. Do you remember if we got a check from Ray after the last meeting?
He's been doing taxes.
I'll check. And then as to our 4524 Pulaski, I don't think anything's changed there. Bob wants to know about then we need the supervising authority. The only authority, I guess, is if he's got an ankle bracelet that, as you you call,
required to have a supervising authority.
Okay,
but only and there needs to be there's required to be a name, a phone number, or some way to contact.
Did you look into that?
Huh?
Did you look into that?
Yes, I gave you the statute.
Okay, I know that, but I can't make the judge do that. The only one who has the authority to do that is the judge. And that would require someone to go down there who is standing, who has a right to be there. That would be either the prosecutor or the defense counsel.
No,
to do that.
The person that's on home incarceration has to report to somebody.
But I can't make them do that.
No, the judge makes them report. They're assigned to a person.
Okay, but has the judge hasn't done that?
Yes, the judge has. They have done that.
Okay.
Because I talked with the circuit clerk out there.
All right.
Okay. And
did they tell you who?
They don't have the name, and I don't understand why they don't have the name, because part of the requirement to be home incarcerated. The one thing that is on there is they have to give a name, contact number of the supervising authority. And I talked to the arresting sergeant.
And they don't know.
Doesn't know who it is either.
There's no way I can find out if they don't know. They have access to those records. I'm going to get on court right now and see if they have it. It would be, if there's one, someone of supervising authority might be of the record. CourtNet is going to get into any case in 120 counties and find out what's going on. You can print a sheet that shows what happens. So,
right.
But I'll check. I mean, I'm just not the person that, I can't make anybody do that. If the authorities in that county don't know who it is, it's going to be hard. I'm going to be hard pressed.
Well, it's got to be written down somewhere.
Well, you would
think. Are you telling me that the files are screwed up in Oldham County?
No, I'm not saying that.
Are they reacting this way because he was a juvenile to begin with?
Well, that's what my question is. Is she on his on his original time of the offenses, he was a juvenile. The county attorney got it upgraded to prosecute him as an adult. Now, he's in pretrial. Now, I don't know if that makes a difference.
It's pretrial release, all right? Pretrial release means that someone is monitoring him.
Right. You just said it. Somebody is monitoring him.
But if it's not in the court record, it's either in the record or not. So I'm going to find out right now. I'm going to find out what the password is. I think it's. I'm going to check Travis.
Okay. Well, he's doing that. The other thing that we've got coming up, Steve and I will be working on this next month. Today's the 19th. PBA is going to release the updated assessments sometime around the 23rd. And I think the 23rd is...
22nd. You can start protesting at the 22nd.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah. I intend to protest. So
I'm out. What are we doing
now? All right. But anyhow, once we receive that information, then we got to do some calculations based off of how much revenue we had coming in last year based off of the values last year and compare it to what we got this year based off of the tax rate. And we've got to come up with a tax rate that's no more than 4%. So just wanted to bring that up. And we need to do that because... we need to go ahead and do the 4% because that's what is calculated in the budget. Because we've had the increase in our garbage collection. We're probably going to have an increase in our security. And there's no telling what else. Who else did I just hear is talking about raising theirs? Probably utility companies. What?
Well, I said I'm talking to talking to my son here. I didn't talk about it. This is old.
So while Steve's looking up that, I just wanted to bring that up to what we'll be doing before the next meeting. All right. You don't have anything else, do you? Because we ain't got any
no. more. What's this kid's name again?
Ethan Rogers.
R-O-D-G-E-R-S?
Right.
Okay.
We're not doing any ordinances tonight. I've got something to talk about a little bit later. Old business? Anybody have any old business they want to talk? Yes, ma'am.
A few months ago, we were talking about turning in our ideas where we might need new streetlights.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, we haven't really looked at it because it's not at the top of the list right now. But if you have ideas where to put them, I know down there in front of your daughter's house, we need to have something down there.
Right.
Just start making a list. We'll start collecting the list. And after we get through this first half of the year, we can start working on that project in July. So,
why would we wait?
Huh?
Why don't we wait till July?
Because we got stuff that are more important right now. We've got required ordinances and stuff that has to be done between now and June 30th.
Okay.
I can keep you here till 9:30 every night.
I just remember that process being tedious in the past. So I mean, it's not like they need to be installed before July.
All you got to do is get the. We haven't gotten a list from anybody.
Yeah. Sure, we did.
We brought it up.
Mentioned the place on my street, and you mentioned my daughter's house. So
yeah.
That's a list.
Yeah, but we want to do it all at the same time. All right. Well,
can I just ask a question? Do we have like a limit? Is there? I don't know what we're doing on that exactly.
We just want to get rid of the dark.
Okay, so there's not a limit. There's not. Well, no. That shouldn't be too hard to figure out. Who drives around at night?
I do. I've wrote down locations and.
There you go.
And you know.
Not in the notebook that you can't find.
Suggestions. That's very true. But I pretty much, know, especially at. Down at Northumberland before the flagpole, there's, a pretty big dark patch there that...
That's down there in front of Bev's daughter's house.
Yeah, so...
It's around 4711. What my suggestion is going to be is, if you'll notice when you drive down Northumberland, coming in from Westport, most all the lights are on the left-hand side. My thought is we... do a zigzag. Find the spots between the lights where they are now and put lights in there. Because it's really just Northumberland and a few other places.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but didn't we talk about going ahead and changing them all out to LEDs?
As they go out.
I thought we brought it up again and suggested actually changing them out.
That's what I asked when I spoke to one of the reps when I called about the light being out. I asked, how could we get them replaced? And she said, what they're doing is replacing them when the old bulbs burn out.
Right. This is
crazy. That they,
And they are replacing them now because we've had two or three that went out.
It'll make a big difference, I think.
Yeah, huge.
No. Well, not that really. Not in some places. It's not going to make a difference because of where the trees are. So many people got trees that are just blocking some of the lighting. Okay. Thank you, Ben. All right. DLG approved our opt-out for the 2022 financial statement, and we'll be doing a fiscal year 2022 city audit. Emergency. Okay. What are we going to do for radio checks tonight?
I think probably not doing radio checks because we did the two
actual
tornado things and we use the radio twice in a month.
Speaking of that, how do you think we did? We did a severe weather event on the 25th of March and on the 13th.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good.
I think it's smart to have him with, you know, with you, for sure. I had mine.
I know.
I had that March 18th.
Yeah.
I think it was March 18th.
It can't be. Yesterday was the 18th.
April.
This is
March
April.
18th.
Oh, no, it's March 25th.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Where the hell's the case number?
I may be wrong. I know we did one in March.
Is it relevant?
It's not really relevant.
It's not in my report.
Oh, it was March 18th.
I'll have to change my date. I had a text message.
Yeah, I didn't put that in
the report. I have another concern.
Well, if the March 25th wasn't a Friday, it was a Friday night.
The 18th was a Friday also.
Yeah.
18th was a Friday also.
Okay. But what do you have, Miss Beth?
I think we probably need, I need to ask Harold. Didn't we talk about, and maybe you did, something with trees up in the main entrance?
Not the main entrance.
You were going to trim them or something? No?
Not the main entrance. No,
okay.
I've got trees on my list tonight.
Okay. Thanks.
There's some dead bushes. They're gone.
You moved the dead bushes from the front?
Yeah. All of them but one. One's evergreen. It's about half alive, so I'm going to dig it out. The other two were dead as a doornail.
When you say we, are you talking about yourself? You have people do that?
Well, I talk to myself a lot while I'm working. Sometimes I answer Steve.
And sometimes you're not happy, you have to do the work.
So if you talk to yourself, you're paying yourself twice. Is that it? This is a tax dodge.
I wish it worked that way.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, do they need trim, do you think? Actually, I think we kind of talked to it randomly. I think Bob brought it up, maybe getting rid of it.
In my opinion,
they're way too much for that space.
Yeah, they. If you look at them up in the body of them, there's a whole bunch of spots for the branches that just crack.
Yeah, the back one, the ones closest to the city is actually healthy. The other one's pretty bad from that tornado.
The first one?
Yeah. And I cleaned it out after the tornado, and it's got some new growth on it, but it's not gonna. It's always gonna look like it does.
Okay.
And then we need to know about this guy right there. It's not whether he's got a girlfriend or not. But that's the court docket right there. Next pretrial is on
May 5th.
May 5th, 2022. At
1 o'clock.
1 p.m.
That's all I can get out of him.
Well, let's see what the docket says.
All right. I would like to see when we have severe weather. We get on the radios a little bit quicker.
I only got on the radio when I got the text message about the tornado warning, which was on March 18th.
Okay. All right. So it's March 18th. Okay. I am. Excusing me. All right. I've changed mine. I knew it was a Friday.
Now, is that only if they have a tornado?
No, when we get severe weather.
Or high winds, maybe.
High winds,
okay.
Any hail, anything like that. I mean, I was watching one of the channels, and they were taking the shot from Indiana, from New Albany, and shooting on Louisville. And you could see the shelf cloud really clear, and it actually started showing where it was twisting. About that time, the picture went out. So, but their audio stayed on, but I moved to another channel. I don't even remember who it was. I was moving around so quick on that because my concern was that there was more dense clouds when I looked at those pictures. I saw that shelf cloud, and that was really disturbing to me. So.
Yeah, but we still don't have a plan as far as, like, what would we do
Right.
At like our areas, you know, like where I'm at, would I stay there and secure that area or?
Well, we had another meeting today. Dennis and I, along with the safety commissioner from Meadowdale, and also Jerry, he's an attorney. He's the attorney who works with Lake Forest and Douglas Hills. He's in the same mindset if we are, that Jefferson County's not going to do anything, but especially homeowners associations. Now, see, your homeowner association is in the city of Worthington Hills, but there's a lot of homeowner associations throughout Louisville that aren't in any little city.
Right.
We came up with, what we came up with today was we're going to start collecting contact names for different reasons, like for the Red Cross, Salvation Army, for stuff that also trying to find out some of these stores like Home Depot and Lowe's, the type of materials they have, because some of them can be, if they're mixed with the wrong stuff, can be quite a hazard. So there's a lot of stuff that was brought up today because there's just more than storms that we have to be concerned about.
What kind of materials are you talking about?
Ammonia.
I'm not following you at all.
Well,
so
you mean like materials and somebody's
house?
No, we're talking about material. I'm talking about Lowe's, and they have them at the store.
Oh, you're saying if a store was hit.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Well, we have an ammonia factory right over here on Westport Road.
Where?
So.
Yeah. See, this is the kind of stuff we need to know.
Right.
So that, and there's also.
Or we could have a train, you know,
right.
Something
right.
Happen with the train.
What's that called? What's that alert thing that you can sign up on, Louisville?
I've got a lens alert.
Lens alert. We need to get the people aware of lens alert. Okay, because that, I just went on there and signed up my phone number. And every time we've had a stone or storm, but it'll get into the number of souls in your house, who your forwarding contact needs to be or would like to be, and stuff like that. It goes into, depending on how much you want to give them. You don't have to give them everything, but I think I'm working on putting that onto the website so that you have a direct connect to that so we can get these people involved. Also, trying to get some of our residents to be part of the team. Because right now, you know, it's hit and miss. We know a few people, but whether they'll be able to do anything, because they can get called in too. Because a lot of them were the tops for
right.
It's disturbing when you sit down and think about it.
Yeah. Well, and we see it on television happening. You have condominiums collapsing and people are trapped and dying. And
well, what's really disturbing is we have all these little towns throughout Jefferson County that aren't even thinking about it. And then what we find out today, that Public Works doesn't have any plan. I mean, they're part of Jefferson County's plan, but they don't really have to put anything into effect to think about what they're going to do with all the debris. That came up today. Where's
maybe
the debris all
going
to go?
Kind of like a food truck, something in the future, there could be a table where you could
right.
recruit.
Yeah,
neighbors.
That's what I was thinking. When we never get around to having
a
public
action response team or emergency
yeah.
response team.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I have a sign-up list for different areas and
yes.
two or three different, four, five different committees they can choose to select from. Oh, and if you'll notice, I laid in the table your emergency response thing. What I recommend I do with mine was I looped it in on my bag, and it goes with me when my bag goes. So. Anything else?
Yeah, maybe if you get a lot of people, you can get T-shirts. And
we got 100 of the tags. We got 100 tags.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, too.
Yeah, I've got 100 tags with 98 lanterns. Well, so somebody doesn't get a lantern.
One thing, too, if anything happens, we'll all be reporting to Bob, and he can direct people where you need it out there. It won't be just you out there in front of them.
Yeah, we'll have.
What if something happened to where one of the council members couldn't?
Well, that's just it. The plan is to have just a notebook, okay, of what we have to do
right.
to maintain ourselves for 72 hours or more, okay? Because that's what's going to end up being. Everybody else, if you just think of Mayfield, there's nobody there. I mean,
they've all been displaced, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, that place is leveled.
I've got a friend that goes down there and works
right
every weekend from Louisville.
Yeah, and it's that was what we can't forget about. Whether it's part of Worthington Hills or part of Jefferson County, it really doesn't matter. Our plan is to make sure the whole thing is Anchorage Middletown's fire district is going to be responsible for a lot of stuff, but we're going to have to self support ourselves to make sure that we protect property and we protect lives. We just can't be letting people come running into the city just all over the place and not know who's out there. Because there's so many, and I never really thought about it today. The people coming in wanting to help also become a risk because they could actually go out, try to help, and end up injured.
Yeah.
So we need to have everything organized. We need to have lists. We need to have work assignments. And we just can't let it every Tom, Dick, and Harry tree removal company coming in here, especially because we have so many that aren't licensed and don't have insurance.
I wasn't licensed in the last one.
Or insurance. Well, we were
volunteering. No one complained.
Moving along to new business, anybody got any new business before I get into my list?
I have some new business.
Okay.
Two things I wanted to ask about. One, the guy kind of got brought up earlier. Our friends are back between 2 and 6 in the morning. Is there no way to increase?
2 and 6. Who's back 2 and 6?
You know who's.
Our little thieves.
Our little thieves are back?
Yeah. So, is there no way to increase the patrols at that time of night?
Nope. Well, they refuse to work from 2 to 6.
Well, that's coming up for, that's open, being open to bid, right?
If you need to.
Well, no, I'm saying, is that on your agenda tonight?
Yeah, it's on the agenda tonight.
And then the other thing is, the tree I brought up, behind 4001, I think is the address, Northumberland. It's the locust trees. We lost two of them, a cluster of five. I got a bid to remove that and grind out the five stumps there and two stumps over on Lunenburg where the entrance is into the green space. There's two old stumps that have probably been, there 15 years. But for $3,000 to remove it all. So
how big is the tree?
They're huge.
Are they huge?
Huge. And they're all growing like this at an angle. That's why they keep falling.
Yeah.
They get so big, they just, the weight of the tree, it's not the trees breaking off, it's the weight of the tree gets too big for the root ball, and it's just pulling the root ball out of the ground. So it took Andrew Spence out the last one, if you remember that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I need to run that through a boat so I can approve that or not.
When can you get to it?
Well, he'd start immediately, but I'm not going to let him start immediately. So, we'll drag it out. Probably July. Does that make sense?
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really depends. I mean, he's willing to do it as soon as the ground gets, you know, it's not raining. You know, we get in there and tear up the green space, but I'll probably put him off till the end of June or sometime, maybe in July.
Aren't we getting into, or aren't we in the middle of storm season?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm willing to have it taken out now. Problem is, it might blow my budget. Not by a ton, but by a little bit. I have it estimated. I mean, I have my budget estimated, so.
Well, the thing is, our budget's only, like we're doing it this year, it's only the revenue and the expenses, so we can...
I think we took it down to 28,000 this year. I think it might take it over 1,000.
Well, we're... Security's been... We may be able to bump some of the money off security because of the fact that we had all them riots last year. And
peaceful protest, Bob.
There were riots. And part of the... We had like 2 or 3 weeks where we weren't getting Friday and Saturday night.
That's fine.
So we can manipulate that. That's,
yeah, he said as soon as the ground hardens up, he's willing to get started. So.
Yeah, I would like to get him out. If we're going to take him out, we need to take him out now. Because I was going to take another one of them 60-mile-an-hour winds like we had. Luckily, we didn't get the wind that we had the first one. So...
Well, in at least in the case of the trees that are there that have fallen so far, it's not been so much a wind event. It's just they get so big, and they're literally growing at angles like this, and they're huge. And so they just get so big, and they get full leaves, and
yes.
So they just fall over.
Well, we don't want to wait till they get full leaves and then fall over, so...
I'm with you.
I want to make a motion to go ahead and take the trees out that Commissioner Hall's talking about. So here a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Get them out.
Thank you.
I want to say ask a question about security real quick. I'm wondering, especially in Worthington Hills and in your area, that you have spotlights by the flagpole and stuff like that. Can there not be a camera installed that only takes photos? Are there no kind of cameras? I thought somewhere like in Oxmoor Woods they had cameras.
There's somebody that's promoting, what is it called, Flock? Is that what it's called, Dennis? Somebody's promoting that right now where it's a license plate reader.
It's just in the newspaper this week. Polo field.
The problem is if you got people that are walking the neighborhood, I don't know if that'll pick it up. And if you do, you don't have recognition on them anyhow.
Those speed signs, did they have any with cameras? Because I feel like that, you know, especially anybody that I feel like some of these kids may even try to vandalize that at night. And what a great place to get a close-up of their face when they come in to vandalize it.
Well, I've talked to, you know, I asked Carol about one of the
green space
trees that we have that keep getting, kids put some saplings out, and somebody keeps cutting them.
No, they're just breaking them off, I think.
Well, breaking them off, whatever.
Yeah.
And
I put out three, and all three now are, one of them, I think just didn't make it. The other two have physically been broken off. So.
And I thought about putting out those trail cameras to catch who it is. But then what you end up doing is you have a picture of somebody, and you really don't know who it is because those trail cameras really.
That's true. Thinking of ways how we can deter people from. I think that's where the key is to. Make it an undesirable place for them to want to venture into.
Well, we've made the business building an undesirable place.
What's that?
The business building. We were getting a lot of traffic sitting up there, and just the intermittent patrolling has stopped that. So it's one of those things. If parents don't get control of their kids, and then if they do get caught, the judicial system needs to do something with them.
Well,
and
some
they're
are
just
grown.
Wrong.
Some are grown men and women.
Well,
are killing catalytic converters.
I don't care. I don't want excuses. They are not doing a good job. They're letting the people out. They're putting them on home incarceration, which is daycare, as far as I'm concerned. They need to be hard on these kids. I mean, we've got teenagers running around our neighborhood with weapons. Illegally.
Trying to talk to the judge or write something in the newspaper, sit here and tell them, says, we can't do anything. I understand your frustration. But something, you have to initiate something to get that done. I don't know what it is, but it is what it is. You're not going to go down there.
There's too many judges that are too legacy around here.
You're right. I agree with you.
It's a click of all clicks.
Right.
And that's the problem.
It's toxic down there.
No, I'm well aware of that.
But you got half the district court judges who want to work, and you got half the district court judes that don't want to work. And that Karam's an idiot. You know.
We don't need to be talking about individuals, okay? The thing is we know we've got a problem with the judicial system. Okay? And the problem is now the police, they don't want to get involved, because when they do get involved, then they're accused of all kind of stuff. Or when they go down to court, like when we talk to Pate all these times, he sits down at court, and next thing he knows, he's not called in because they've settled something.
No, they can't do that without calling him in. I mean, I believe that he might, I don't know, maybe the,
they come up with an agreement before the case
gets the blue flu. You know,
no, yeah,
they're not. You know, they're starting to pull people over there, but for months, a year, they weren't pulling anywhere. You could pass a cop car speed, and they can just wave at you, right? Now, the other problem is that they're given, which is ridiculous. Michael Connell's a good friend of mine, but if you and I commit the same crime, and you have an attorney and I don't, we get the same deal. So why in the world would anybody hire a defense attorney? The problem with that is someone's going to enter a plea and later find out that I can't get a job. So they're going there and try to expunge the record, and they can't do it for 5 years. It's a mess down there.
Oh, what?
It's a really mess.
It's a mess in all over the United States.
I've got a lot of good friends down there. Not so much. The district court's a mess. Right? You've got very competent judges up in certain
It's all over the United States.
It is.
The
polarization in this country is insane. It really
exactly.
Is.
Maybe we should buy those real white light bulbs at Dollar Tree and give them to everybody to light their houses up.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You got to make it undesirable for people to want to come in the neighborhood. I mean, that's how I see it.
Well, I mean,
donuts and coffee.
Yeah. If somebody
we can post a picture on the Worthy Meals website, Criminal of the Week.
Well, that's it. We've got the tab. Neighborhood Watch. We've got pictures on there. I've encouraged people, if you've got the pictures, send them to me, and I'll get them posted.
I know you do. I know.
You know the hell it is that when we call the police, because it's a non-emergency situation.
Right, exactly.
They will take an hour and a half to get to you.
Yeah.
And by that time, whatever was going on was
also. So we should make it an emergency.
Well,
the thing is, you know, call the police.
Oh, they do. Well, yeah.
Well, still, when you do call them, like if Dennis or I call them, and then they show up, all they do is chastise you, tell them you're going to get capped.
Yeah.
You keep
That's
this up.
I think it's about us making it an area about. They don't want to come into. And it's dangerous for a homeowner to go out and confront them.
But
if they, you know, like, we don't want to go in there. Their houses are all lit up, or they're, you know, they're watching us, or
they just don't care. Criminals don't care.
Those cameras don't deter any of them.
Let me tell you what. That one that we got on there hit the same house 3 times. And by golly, the camera's sitting right there.
Yeah. I know. I saw one of them pointing the gun to the house.
You're right. So it's... They don't care. They just don't care. And as long as people keep leaving their cars unlocked, it's going to continue. They're not breaking windows to get into them.
Right.
You know, it's basically criminal trespass, period.
It's just the thought of, you know, like just myself, if I wanted to go out and throw something in the garbage at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning on the weekend, and I come face to face with... Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I know. And they're not willing
to buy our whole neighborhood those lights just to light it up, you know, light the neighborhood up and have it so bright that it hurts their eyes to come back there.
These guys really don't care. They really don't care. They almost dare you to do something. You know, honestly, they pick two or three up open Oakhurst with weapons.
There's power in numbers, and if
but here again is it all comes down to when they get caught. If they get them to their parents and the parents aren't doing something, that's what's disturbing.
Well, some are adults. Some are adults out there selling catalytic converters.
Well, yeah, we've been lucky though. I don't know if anybody has had one.
It's been all around us.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
My niece just got hers stolen in Middletown, and the cop that came for the rent told us to file a police report, and the police officer told her that that's the first time they've only been recorded. I was like, that is, maybe she meant like in the last hour.
Yeah.
Because that's for sure a lie. She meant ever.
Because they got like 10 in the Legends or Indian Spring apartment in one night on the weekend. They got 10 of them.
Those apartments over there, it's like Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
You go down there at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's at least 3 or 4 cars that I see coming and going from there. And I know most of them don't have their tag lights don't work, and their windows are all freaking
well,
gray.
Maybe the panhandlers are working second shift and doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's ridiculous. You can't pull up to the light without one of them tapping on your window and holding the sign up, which I've seen one do up there at Meyer. I mean, it's...
You know, they work in shifts.
Yeah, they are working in shifts.
Another guy replaces them.
Yeah. And I saw them at Meyer at the service desk, and you would not believe the money that they had. And for some reason, they were giving it to the cashier, and she was loading it on some kind of card. And they passed each other these cards out. But, you know, out in bigger cities in L.A., those are actually human trafficking rings. So, I mean, that could be what's going on here. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Biden's dumping them downtown, and they're coming out here and working.
I don't know.
Anyhow. All right. Derby City Protections contract is coming up at the end of June.
It's well, right?
Yeah. I got an email from him. He wants to sit down with us again. There's not a whole lot of people that we can get that aren't Louisville cops.
What's wrong with that?
They won't do anything.
They don't
go around. Let me put it this way. We had Louisville police contracted in here on an interlocal agreement, and we got no friggin' damn time. And even the ones that are contracted through another contractor, you can drive through Coldstream and see them sitting on the street doing something other than watching traffic. At least Tate and them, we get reports and we get broken down how many tickets, we get license plate numbers, we know who he stopped that's had marijuana in the car, not by name, but by tag number. He actually does do patrol it. And that's one of the reasons why I want to keep them is because of the fact they actually patrol the streets.
And why won't they come at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Because they don't. There's not any contractor that works between 2 and 6.
Okay.
Okay?
Is that because of the noise ordinance?
No. They just don't work. Because the contractors, they can't get anybody to work those out.
You're telling me morning or afternoon?
Morning.
Morning. They don't want to work those hours.
All right.
I tried to get them to run from 11 to 2, and I couldn't even get that. That was when we originally started working these things. We've got a good system.
What was the group that came that spoke to us the last time that this was up for bid, that he was going to also do, put stickers on people's trash cans?
Oh, that was code enforcement.
Okay.
He's not...
He didn't have anything to law enforcement.
No. No. And since we don't have a code enforcement board, it wouldn't do us any good.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Can you run an ad or like a bid?
Yeah, we can bid it, but...
Yeah, for
but the
just
problem,
that shift.
Yeah.
Just
no,
shift.
Not, no. They, it wouldn't do us any good to do that.
No, I mean, have Tate and his shift and then hire in another one to...
Well,
it's
$48 an hour. I mean, we're running 3 days a week because that adds up real quick. It's 3 hour shifts.
What was the amount we spent this month?
We didn't spend that this month, but right. It's $48 an hour on three, and it's per hour, and we have a requirement for 3 hours.
Okay, so 2 to 6 is 4 hours.
We can't do 2 to 6. There's no cop in Louisville that's going to do 2 to 6.
All right, we'll put it in the.
You're talking about case people,
newspaper,
right, Bob? You're talking about case people, right?
There's nobody in Louisville that'll do 2 to 4.
There might be.
So I'm asking Tate has guys who does it. They're only going to do it.
No, they no. Tate's guys won't do it. Nobody will do it. In Tate's career at all for 2 to 6 or whatever.
But there might be a police officer that wants to pick up some extra hours. And
well, we can put it in the paper.
Even if it's...
Yeah,
we could rotate.
You
three nights one week,
city.
Two nights the next week.
We don't have enough traffic in the city to warrant 2 to 6.
But we have people breaking into cars
right.
constantly.
That's what I meant by
every
traffic.
Night.
It could be a temp job.
They're willing to work because
I mean, to put on
I mean,
record,
we can put in the paper one security.
To put on record that we don't do it from 2 to 6, just,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
if anybody
yeah.
listens to that, that just gives them
we
more of a reason to come out here and break into our cars.
There are a lot of stars patrolling the streets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I stay away.
Can sheriffs also apply for that?
Who?
Sheriffs.
Any law enforcement officer can apply for it.
But we can't, yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is the Tate contract, so you're thinking about not renewing that?
Have both.
She's saying have both.
No, I don't know if you want that, but if he can't fill a void, then, you know, I don't think he has any choice.
We can put an ad in the paper that
yeah,
we're
like
looking for, how many nights a week?
Yeah,
well, that's what I was saying. You can maybe rotate it, like
stuff.
Have it 2 nights 1 week, and then a weekend night, then 2 nights, like 3 nights in another week.
What if you increase the ante? You pay them more an hour during those hours. I'll go get my Vietnam Jungle 15s on and I'll get a play Mattel M15 on for 12 Streets.
If you want us to put an ad in the paper, send me the ad you want in the paper and we'll put it in there.
Well, I'm not the security person.
That's right. It's required anyway in June, right? You know, you learn in the military, you don't volunteer.
Actually,
we
don't have to bid it. We don't have to bid it. If you can find somebody,
well, why don't we change it like we did on the trash and post it? I mean,
you only have to bid if it's $30,000 or more.
I understand the law completely.
When we have a meeting with him, we can hash it out and see what he says.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying,
I just think it's the only thing that's going to slow those kids down is a police presence.
Yeah.
And you've seen the pictures. It's the same three clowns.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, they break into my house, Bob. It's going to be an emergency call.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and do what you have
make
to
sure
do.
Make sure they're inside your house, okay?
Yeah.
They'll
there's
be in
a
the
classic
house.
Case where somebody got shot on the back porch and they drove them in and pops it.
You don't have, I mean, to have 24/7 patrols come to.
Well, they're not breaking in during the day. They're breaking into cars. And it's always the same time of night. It's like 3 to 5.
Really. I know that, but you still have to have a constant.
Well, I saw them out at 11:45 in my neighborhood.
Same 3?
I know it was, because the sweatshirt was exactly the same. The height,
and the problem is,
the hair,
if you have one patrol gun, he ain't going to catch 3 of them. You'd be lucky to catch 4 of them.
And they were on foot.
Do you think they're carrying weapons?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I have no doubt about it.
Well, that, honestly, Steve, that's what they're looking. This is going on all throughout the East End. It's not just us.
No, I mean, it's going on everywhere.
But that's what they're looking for, is weapons.
Car jackers.
They're looking for cars with firearms.
Someone on Bay Run, because we had cars broken into that Monday evening in our neighborhood, and then, like, within 2 days, all over the Next Door app, because I get notifications. People were reporting their cars were broken into and a gun.
They were broken into.
Are they? Well, they got into.
There is not a car in Worthington Hills that had a window broken. And I want to make that perfectly clear. It's the individual homeowners that are making the problem worse.
Right.
Okay? As long as they keep leaving their garage doors open. And their car doors unlocked, they're going to have this problem. And it doesn't matter what you do.
And it's happening everywhere.
It's happening everywhere.
It's literally on Nextdoor almost all over. I'm with you.
I mean, it's a matter of just getting enough people out there. Dennis and I drive the neighborhood at different times. That's enough to slow down. The traffic has really slowed down in Worthington Hills since we've been doing it. But we, you know, driving down the street, it ain't going to deter these kids, because the night that I caught 2 of them, and the only reason I saw them, it was because they were just about to hit both car doors down at Bev's daughter's house.
You got them before they did it?
I got them in the act.
I saw them doing it a couple hours before that.
Yeah.
They ran away.
They ran away, and they disappear in the dark. Because they know where they're going.
You need to trade in that little dog of yours and get a couple of shots.
But they know they can get away, because all they got to do is they know where those green space is. And once they hit that green space, they've got open territory to anywhere in Worthington Hills. So one person patrolling is only going to deter them if they think about it.
It's just going to shift the direction.
That's it.
We should get rid of green space.
That's right.
What's going to happen is somebody's going to get shot, and then there's going to be a big uproar about it, and it all comes down to prevention. All they got to do to prevent it is
lock your doors, check everything before you go to bed, make sure your car door, if your car's outside, the car doors have to be locked. They're not breaking windows.
How about if you drive around and check that everybody's lost and just lock them?
No, I'm not going to get shot.
Is this what you all think today? I don't know what you're
doing. Yeah.
I drive around in my
SUV. That's all they need to know.
I think German Shepherds are the answer. Some Rottweiler.
Here's what we could do. We could take some of our 413 money and buy, what do we call them, amber lights, like the security guys have. And then we'll drive around the dang neighborhood.
But no one will be able to sleep because of the light. Right? They move, right?
They're not there.
No, they're just like when you drive around
when you go over to Norton's or whatever, they got the cops, the security cops are running around there, and they got their little flashing yellow light. It's the strobe. I mean, that's one of the solutions.
But someone has to be driving the thing, right?
Well, yeah.
Fuel prices are going up. So
fuel costs going up.
That's
an option.
Yeah, I mean, I understand prices
somebody
are
wants,
going up.
Somebody in the neighborhood wants to start a neighborhood watch. I got one of those little notices on my next door.
I think that's grand.
Well, the problem, is here's the thing.
They should sign a release.
A release of liability because, honestly, these kids aren't afraid to pull a gun on you, and they're not too bright.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, if they're getting away with them, they are bright. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to break your car and grab something.
The problem is when they get in the car, they're just ransacking the whole thing. And
maybe we should put out an ad to hire these punks to patrol the neighborhood.
They don't want to work
for you.
The object is not to work for you.
Those kids, they call the police on Bob, and the police bitched at Bob.
Yeah. Told me I was going to get capped if I kept it up.
Instead of bitching at the kids.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, that stop sign might, you know, like my uncle and grandfather my grandfather passed away, but homicide detectives, but we're police officers for LAPD.
I bet you knew
Joel Maupin, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's my uncle. Yeah. But anyhow, they would, you know, they would bring the thieves in and then catch them, like they'd advertise free television. And they would come in droves.
Because they knew who they were, and they knew the address. They did it in Detroit about 25 years ago. 200 people showed up.
Exactly.
They come in,
exactly.
And they got, you know, bells and whistles and free drinks and stuff like that, and they shut all the doors. 200 cops walk in and place them all under arrest.
Yeah.
Right. But we don't know who these guys are.
So do we need to make a motion to change the language in the notice, the civil notice, or is that something we can just do without a motion? About looking for people who will travel the city in the mornings. Well, think about it. You can catch the bus stops, too, if they come from 3 to 7.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If they're showing up at between 2 and 5,
they could be coming from anywhere.
They're coming from anywhere.
Yeah, that's not what I asked.
No, you're right.
Well, this was three teenagers, maybe.
We're obligated to do something.
Why don't you do it?
We are. It is our fiduciary duty.
We've got Jefferson County Police.
Yeah.
But why don't you put some of those honey cameras out there?
Even with the honey cameras, even with the game cameras, you still don't get a good picture of it. I've seen the pictures, night pictures on those things. They don't give you a good enough description.
And if I ever find a camera, takes a picture of me, am I going to get in trouble?
But no, I think the resolution of those things is getting better.
You put
a little voice thing, it's a voice activator, and they walk by and say, hello, cutie, and they're looking like this.
It's their motion activated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the resolution's fantastic on.
I don't know why I don't try that.
It's not wrong to walk down there.
I mean, we can put a paper ad in.
You do is to get,
you know, the thing is
put them inside the cars. How much those cost? If I have a car that's on the street, why not put one in aimed at, they usually break in on these cars are on the street.
No, they're in the driveway.
They're on the driveway.
So what side are they usually breaking in?
Whatever's open.
Whichever side they walk up to first.
Yeah, listen, we have pictures of them. Yeah, we have good pictures of them.
Yeah. Why can't the cops?
You tell them. You tell us, Steve.
They're just pictures. Not doing anything.
No, we have pictures of them going up and
on Seneca Park.
If they're on private property, they're trespassing to start with.
Right.
And as soon as they get in the car, they're trespassing more.
That's burglary.
The police don't do like they used to.
They
this was during the bad time, after
phone building. They remember how somebody had it.
$500,000 house in the East End. They had pictures of these kids. Clear. The cops knew. They have records with a mile long. They didn't do it.
No, I know. Well, we can buy people flashbangs and have them set up their cars.
You want to make a motion for that?
They also have
somebody did that. They talked about
they
that.
Did. Oh, it was
a guy got tired of his Ram truck getting broken into, and it's got a video of this guy breaking the window, climbing through the window, and just he went to grab the console. And he had it set up, so as soon as they opened that up, a flashbang went off. And boy, you talking about rousing that dude right out the door? That is on video.
Another thing is, they have those voice-activated things. But I was walking, 20 years ago, I'm walking in an apartment, and hey, dude, stay away from my car. Like, well, you know, right next to us.
Well, they've still got those, but it all comes down to, why should we be responsible because people aren't locking their doors?
I think you should go right out and buy us all pizza and coke.
I mean, that is my belief. If you can't have personal enough responsibility to check your car doors, make sure your doors are locked, it's your friggin' problem. It is not the city's problem.
What are we talking about?
Right.
Because somebody wants to spend money to catch three kids that you aren't going to catch, because as soon as the patrol hits them with the light, boom, they're gone. All different ways, and they know where they're going to hook back up at. It's the responsibility of the homeowners to lock their place down.
And why do we have a patrol at all? Why do we need security?
Because we catch speeders, we catch drug dealers, we catch burglars. Okay, he's caught, they have caught a bank robber from Ohio up by the flagpole. And why? Because he stopped the car for a headlight out. Wow. So yes, we do catch people in the city speeding, smoking dope, and being a nuisance. The problem isn't the kids breaking into cars.
Yes, yeah, like the, you know,
the kids are not breaking into cars.
People do.
Well, for the record, it is crime never sleeps, and there's suggestions, and I think this is called brainstorming. Nobody's trying to spend money, so to speak. It's suggestions.
Parents need to get control of their kids.
Have you ever had a child?
Yes, I have. I had two.
Okay.
And I told them if they ever got caught, they were staying in jail. Okay.
So when their time was up, you told them.
And I told them when they turned 18, they were out of the house. And guess what? They turned 18, they went out of their house, and they're on their own, and they're both good kids.
Good.
But one's a master surveyor, has a DOD contract, and the other one has a master's in accounting and works for Corporex. I'll tell you that.
I'm proud of you. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And it's because I cracked down on their ass. And that's the problem we have. The court system has made it almost difficult for a friggin' parent to crack down on their kids' ass.
Yeah, there's so many broken families, so many...
Right.
Well, that's true. But even when somebody tries to discipline their kids, the kids are now telling, you keep that up, I'm calling child services. Mm-hmm. I'm calling child services. You're mistreating me. That's mental cruelty. You can't even spank them.
My daughter used to teach out of Mill Creek. It used to be all white. Now it's mostly black, but... She's a phenomenal teacher. So, what you know, she has a lot of kids out there in trouble. She teaches a while now, the trouble kids there. But this, she was like, it was third grade, and it was this young girl who just trouble, always going to trouble. So, she thought it was done, and this young girl with her mother walks in, no dad, and this mother is just chewing Rachel out. You know, she just, and I said, you know what? She said, you know what? Your daughter is the way she is because you set the example. She's just like you. And they left in a huff, and about 10 minutes later, this woman walks back in and says, you know what, you're right. No one's ever told me that before. My daughter will never give you any trouble again. And she did it. You know, that's rare that would happen.
There's a lot. We've got, Dennis and I know quite a few single parents. We've got one who lives on Worthington Hills. She moved out of West End so that her son would not grow up in that environment. Her son now is an LMPD police officer.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay? She made sure she knew who he was hanging with,
yeah,
and she told him who he couldn't hang with.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the problem we have. These kids, they're being taught that they have all these rights in the world when, as far as I'm concerned, kids don't have rights till they're 18, period. So that's mine. But I come from a military background. That's the difference. We don't have enough of that where people are taking control of the kids.
You ever watch the movie The Great Santini?
Huh?
You ever watch The Great Santini?
Yeah. Anyhow, moving along.
Yeah, where are we?
All right. We're going to talk with Tate and see what he's got, and we'll be better known next month. One thing that we do have on here, and we'll get to here in a minute, was something. We need a new post for Middlesex stop sign, and here's my thought, Commissioner Adams. We'll get a hold of Safety Co. Have them come out and put a new pole there and take that pole that stop sign and street sign is on and use it for that electronic speed sign that we've got.
Is it tall enough to do that?
Yeah, because you've never been down to where Steve's Indian Hill. They got the sign about that high off the ground. And it would give us enough, but we need to take that Chesterfield street sign and put it on the opposite side of Chesterfield, because that's what really needs to be anyhow, because it should have had a stop sign there, and then we can put it in this pretty close to the same location. And that's why I was sitting down there last week, was to see how much I could catch on speed coming around that bend on Northumberland. Just if you come past Ludenburg and it straightens out, it gets a great shot of speeders. And trust me, I caught somebody 42 mile an hour, and I blew my horn at them, but they just ignored it. But they went away speed hump. They went over that speed hump at 42 mile an hour. I could not believe it. And they turned down Dickerson, and I know whose neighbor it is. So
maybe the neighbor we can't even sit out back anymore because the marijuana smell
neighbor
is so strong.
No, it's the other side. I know what you're talking about, and trust me, that's been reported, and again, nothing's been done. So that's my suggestion, as we do, because we need to replace that sign, pole, after it got hit this past winter.
So you want to remove the sign from Middlesex, you want to move the actual pole down to Chesterfield. Are you going to put a stop sign on it at Chesterfield, or just the speed limit?
No, we're just going to take where that sign is on Chesterfield for the street sign. It's just a pole. That first off, it turned the wrong way to actually put that speed sign on it. It had been on there already. It's instead of being facing so that the U comes facing Northumberland, because that's how it has to be. It's facing out to the street instead of that way. So when we move the pole with the sign over to the other side of the street, okay, that opens up that there before we can put that speed sign on the pole with the. But you can have whoever you talk to, because I know you're working. I'll work with them so we make sure it gets done right. I got the speed sign. All the battery and everything's charged up. I've had the solar panel in my back window charging the battery for weeks. So it's ready to be set up.
Is it going to stay there permanently?
Yeah, pretty much. So I've been around. We could probably get another one from Ludenburg, but there's really no place else that anybody really speeds other than there on Northumberland. And actually, if we get another one, it would probably end up on Northumberland coming the other direction from the flagpole. Honestly, I caught the school bus doing 32. Two of them. With kids on the bus.
I'm driving down the expressway yesterday, and there's this beautiful, beautiful Mustang. It's just...
Yeah, it's got all these lights on it.
Yeah, so it's speeding. You know, I'm behind it, and I'm getting off of Brownsville Road, so, you know, and I knew it, because that's what they're doing. They're traveling. Kind of. So this guy's going maybe 10 miles over the speed limit, and this other guy's going along like that, and he just, you know, he's right next to him, and he goes, but then there's all these lights on. It looked like Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
You know, and it's, think about that. All the money for those tickets goes to Frankfurt. Every dollar that's paid in fines, every dollar. So they're playing for these muscle cars. What are those muscle cars?
We get money. Everything that goes to Frankfurt, we get a piece of. That's what the 413 bill is. We've been getting over $1,000. Almost $1,100.
We cover the overhead for the entire state. And I don't know about 413, but it seems it's like a tremendous waste of money to me. You just get a patrol car with police on it, and people are going to slow down. You know?
Yeah.
So.
The muscle cars are kind of.
I mean, it's just.
Why not, you know, use a Toyota Corolla or something?
Well, it's not just muscle cars. I went to the post office this morning, and it was an SUV.
I saw an SUV. Actually, it was a van.
Yeah. 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 A maroon van.
Often
yeah.
Pulled over by a van. You know.
Yeah.
The SWAT team.
All right.
You've been speeding.
Well, we get.
Meanwhile, kids are still.
This last month, Tate actually caught two DWIs in the city. So
that's good. That's very good.
Do they drink those cinnamon fireballs?
Have you ever had one? I don't drink, but.
All right. Next thing I have on my list, I'm going to move along. Next thing I have on my list is...
Statistics show you relax within 2 miles from your home after a night of drinking.
Silence.
I want to talk about something because it's starting to concern me. We have these vacant houses in Worthington Hills. We know who they are, and we know they're not living in them, and we know they are not being well taken care of. Our vacant home is, they have to register. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But if these homes don't have mortgages on them, we have no way of knowing, or even if they do have mortgages, they usually are required to have insurance. But without a mortgage, we don't know if they've got insurance or not. So,
insurance does not cover a vacant home.
I knew that.
Does it?
After 30 days.
You can't buy insurance for a vacant home.
No, if they find out you've moved out, it's not coming. Not coming.
Yeah. This is why I want to have, or I would like to add, that they could be able to, that they have to provide us with a copy of the insurance on request. Why not? When you stop a car for speeding, you can ask for their insurance on their driver's license. Here's the thing. They're liable. Have you ever seen what happens to a house that's next to a fire?
I tell you what, I got a case. My guy buys the land bank. You know, this whole idea to get rid of these decrepit houses, so they either take them down, they move in, and they sell them. My guy's done it 9 times. You buy a house for $1,000, and then you fix it up. PDA comes in and boosts the...
Mm-hmm.
My guy does this. He's ready to lease it last September. He's worked on it for 4 years. The land bank bought the house next to him, and they didn't board it up like they're supposed to. All right, 158, the maintenance code, Jefferson County. So he sees these people around. They was boarded up once or twice, but they didn't keep it boarded up. So the day before the fire, he's out there cutting the grass, and he's smoothing the south, finishing the painting. At 11 o'clock that night, he sees people in and out all day. And he's seen them every time he's going there, every other week to cut the grass and fix up the land bank, empty structure, starts with fire and burns his house to the ground.
Right.
So I've sued him. I just...
Well, this is my point. My concern is I know of two right now that if either one of them caught on fire,
it's history for the neighbors.
Right. Especially because they're less than 20 feet apart.
And if it's windy, it's really, you can catch
well, the house. Well, you know, the house across from the street from my house.
Tell me what they are. I'll find out who the owners are, and I'll write them and say, you know, but if it's empty and you can't get insurance, they're going to say, I don't have insurance because they won't give me insurance.
Well, here's the other thing is, they may be carrying insurance and their insurance company doesn't.
That would be the ideal situation.
But their insurance company doesn't have to pay the claim.
I'm following where you're going now.
I'm sorry, say that.
The insurance doesn't have to pay the claim. They can reimburse. If they found out that it was vacant, they don't have to pay the claim, and they would probably just reimburse the premium.
That home alone thing, you know, where it looks like people are. So
my concern is for the neighbors.
But you give me to them. It doesn't hurt me to write to people and ask them.
What else can you do? What else can you do about it?
So, i.e., that's why they're not registering their houses as vacant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
They're vacant for sure.
Yeah. And I had one actually tell me that the house wasn't vacant.
I didn't know they wouldn't insure a vacant house.
Oh. Oops. No, they're supposed to. They will not reinsure it.
Thank you.
Once they know it's vacant.
Well,
but they will not pay a claim.
They will not pay a claim. There you go.
You get these kids that are breaking the cars to move in and keep the line. Then you could have get them insured.
No, I'd be in there doing their meds. All right. I was just bringing it up because I wanted.
That's very well.
Okay. I'm just looking at the public safety of the neighbors.
Give me the names, the empty houses, and I'll let them know.
All right. Good luck.
All right.
So are we going to change the wording on the vacant?
Well, we ain't going to change. I've got those two. The other ones that are vacant right now are rental properties. And they have registered them as rental properties, but they don't have anybody in them. That's my concern, because that adds a third one, because we've had the one on Northumberland that's been vacant now for over a year that was bought by a rental company. They can't anytime anybody can rent it. Yeah. Anyhow.
Well, sometimes you find there's some
other. I'll send you the names.
All right.
Now, getting back to this thing with the neighborhood watch. We got the signage for our emergency action plan, or the emergency team. Can't remember how it's said.
Preparedness.
Yeah, emergency preparedness or
response.
Response team, yeah. Emergency response team. Is there any chance that we might buy four of them that would say COWH, public safety? That we could put on the, like Dennis could put on his, and I could put on mine when we're driving around. It would make it so that the neighborhood doesn't think somebody's scoping out the neighborhood.
It's a conundrum.
Because the sign company that I got this from got another sale, so I was bringing it up. To just stick it on there. If we're driving around, then during the day, at night, it really doesn't matter. Somebody in the neighborhood will actually see that there's something being watched.
I want that nice problem.
Any objections?
You don't
to
think
that?
It would be maybe drawing attention to yourself for trouble?
Well, here again, first off, you want us to have somebody, which they're going to drive around probably a lot of cars.
But those are armed police officers that can legally defend themselves to
that's all I'm asking.
You're
not going to run into a situation like that unless you confront somebody, which we don't want to do.
It just says public safety. COW is supposed to say, it didn't say police, just says public safety.
Right, I'll just say it.
I don't think it's enough. I think we need more presence in the nighttime. And I'm willing to make a motion that we go ahead and get some bid started so we can get some police presence out here in the night between 2 and 6 a.m. in addition to Tate and Derby City.
Well, you're going to have to, if we do that, we're going to have to raise tax base substantially. Because you're talking about $50 an hour or more. That's what the going rate is. And there again is, we can't guarantee these people are going to do anything as well as what Tate does.
I didn't say that. I said in addition to Tate. If Tate wants to keep the contract during the day, that's fine.
Well, he doesn't come out there during the day.
Well, in the evening, whenever he does come out.
Well, we have a motion on the table.
I don't.
And my argument is one person cannot stop a group of people. You can be out there driving around, and that one person is not going to stop them.
Well, I have a convicted felon living across the street from me.
I understand that.
That got out of prison recently.
I know.
So I want some police presence in my city in the evening.
Well, then and I agree to that. I understand what you're talking about. I got felons on my street, too. And that's thanks to the court system. And it's costing us money, and I understand your concern. But just to have somebody out here driving around or sitting on his ass doing absolutely nothing is not going to stop those kids.
No, but if they're seen, if they see police presence out here, I believe they're less likely
to do
so.
They just laugh at them.
All right, well, we're talking about two different things right now, so...
Mm-hmm.
They will not even enforce curfew in Jefferson County. If they would enforce curfew in Jefferson County, we wouldn't have this problem.
But we're getting redundant here.
Honestly, I
should acquire.
So do we want to make a motion for signs for Dennis and Bob to have on their cars for public safety? I'll take that as a no.
What about my motion?
I'll second that motion. I think like Bob said earlier, we've kind of got to give Tate the opportunity to say he can't do it. But I don't have a problem with having somebody. If somebody's willing to come out and just patrol at night, I don't think that's a problem.
I think it's something to, at least look into and talk, have a conversation with someone about would it be a possibility. And I don't know why our tax dollars would have to pay more. I mean, we're kind of a comfortable city right now. And this is just something that has came up. It doesn't mean it's going to last forever. It doesn't mean it's going to go on forever. And if there was more presence, it may deter people from coming in through the subdivision, at least for some time.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't we talk to Coldstream and who do they contract to,
I wouldn't have that company if they were the only company.
Do they come out at night?
No.
Okay. Well, so, right, so just let me finish. Why don't we talk to Coldstream and Oakhurst, the people that have joined our city, and see if the three of us can't put up something together where we can pay them enough that a guy would come out from midnight to see.
Good idea.
And we split the cost.
Yeah, but what happens there is, think about it. If it's unmarked and marked, the kids are just going to go down the street somewhere else.
Here's what I'm talking about. Here's what I guess you just don't get it. One person cannot stop a group of kids. They will just spatter. And they don't care how many people you have out in the street.
I understand.
Dennis and I can attest to that because they've been caught. I talked to them.
So then the solution is there's nothing we can do.
There's nothing you can do.
Well, the residents are responsible for
securing their property. If they're not securing your problem, it's not the city's problem.
All right, we got a motion on the floor. Should we vote?
On the driveway, it's not. No, it's locked up and they break through the window. That's one thing, but you know. You read them, you know, my neighbors, people get back from vacations, they go in.
All right, we got a motion and a second.
I'm going
to go. I'll take it, you know, we got to put it to a vote, and I'm going to put it to a roll call vote. So.
What is the motion, please?
I made a motion that we bid out security in addition to whatever we have with Derby City. That we bid out to try to get some security in here in the evening hours between midnight and 6 or 2 and 6 a.m. Thank you.
Harold seconded it.
Thank you. You want to do the vote?
All right. Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Hall.
Yes.
Commissioner Malpin.
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf.
Yes.
Mayor Stone says no. I'm not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people having their money wasted because they can't turn around and lock and protect their own property. I know we have felons in the neighborhood.
I think it's cameras, people. I really do think it's cameras. I saw an ad on TV the other day. This camera's unbelievable. You know,
it only takes pictures of the license plate numbers.
No, I'm talking about inside a car.
Well, yeah, I got those.
Okay.
No, I want to make that clear. I'm not. This is for the community, and this is for the citizens.
But the thing is, we're wasting money, in my opinion, if we do this, because they need to take personal responsibility to lock their property.
I agree with that.
We should not be wasting our taxpayers' money for somebody's irresponsibility.
When I suggested it, I said temporary. Now, this with it going into motion, that's just something that, you know, I mean, I was given suggestions.
Well,
so I do want to make that clear that I
somebody
I
need to send me the post for
know.
The newspaper because honestly,
I'm still going to be
voting even if we get the bids against it because I'm a firm believer people need to be accountable for their own freaking damn property.
Well, my sag nerves is short. I mean, I got to go.
But life is life. He might. You know, no child, like, say, for instance, when I had my accident, I was out of it.
Right.
I was out of it. So, you know, if I was driving, who knows if I would have even pulled the car in the driveway. I'm just saying, life is life.
I understand that.
But I feel like, you know, right now, unfortunately, that we have to be hyper-vigilant, that we have to take back the city, so to speak, just to see. I'm not a pessimist though. I'm very optimistic. I'm a realist.
When I go to bed at night, I double check to make sure that my car is locked outside and that my houses are locked and my car or my garage doors are down. And I ain't had any problems.
I'm just saying there at any time, any given time, it may not be a teenager. It may be a full grown adult or adult out there.
It carrying weapons. It's still the same thing.
You can't lock up your car door unlocked.
If you leave your door unlocked, if you leave your garage open, it's your fault. It's not the public.
You can't lock up a catalytic converter though.
That's true.
Good point. In your garage.
But you aren't going to catch a catalytic converter criminal very quickly because it's 30 seconds and it's gone.
Well, if they're carrying a few, I mean.
No, they drive around in a pickup truck and they throw them in the back.
Exactly. I'm just.
We ain't having that problem. We're talking about.
There has been some taken. People just didn't like. I guess like you may have not known about it. I've seen it on the neighborhood app where people have had it done in Worthington Hills.
No, Worthington Hills area. It doesn't give an address.
Well,
that's part of the problem. You're reading a lot of stuff on Worthington Hills that isn't even in Worthington
Hills.
It
is, because I can read and see names and addresses, and I can, and it is. And I do see Oakhurst, and I mean, I get notifications. I don't open it unless it's in my area. But like I said, I don't think it's just to, on a trial basis, just to see if it does.
You can't do it on a trial basis. Nobody's going to sign a trial basis contract.
Somebody might sign a 6-month contract.
Well, honestly, I think it's a waste of money, because, again, if the whole neighborhood shouldn't have to be paying for irresponsible people.
The point is, Bob, I don't want them on the street.
Well, how are you going to get them off the street?
So control streets and let them run.
Run,
idiot.
If they do get caught, what happens? Their parents don't give a crap.
That's not the point. That's not the point. If you avoid one break-in, it's money well spent. Period.
They're not breaking in.
And we're not hurting.
They're not breaking in. I want to get this clear.
And I take real, I mean, I want to challenge you on the fact that we can't afford it. We're doing well. We've increased the amount of money this city's brought in. And you're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yes, you are.
If you patrol every day, we're not suggesting you patrol every day.
Well, you get the ad to me, and we'll get it put in.
Can we get a copy of the previous ad?
That's been years ago. I don't even know where it's at.
I'm sure it's available. We'll find it.
Because we didn't have to do it.
We just voted on tape 3 years ago, so there has to be...
No. Tape didn't have to be voted on because it was below what the maximum was.
Oh, okay.
And this might be too. If it's temporary. And I know you're mad. You can look at me mad all day long. I'm not going to be penalized for someone else's crime. I'm already suffering that from an idiotic driver. I'm not going to do it. I, like I said, it's not for me. It's for my fellow neighbors. I mean, I work hard for my money.
I'm a taxpayer. Even if I wasn't the mayor, pissing and moaning about it because of the fact that I take personal responsibility. That's the problem with society. They expect government to take care of them. That's the problem.
I understand that. At the same time, say, for instance, with the garbage pickup. I mean, look at the issue. People didn't want their garbage can others out because they were going to the lake or whatever. I mean, there's got to be some kind of give and take here. I mean, you know, it's not just a matter of a handful of people's opinions. I mean, on what
honestly,
what? I
honestly,
mean,
there is a lot of people. It makes a big difference with the trash cans what day they're out there.
I'm just saying, it's kind of like, you know, I just don't see how one can be so much more important than the other.
Again, I'll just bring it up. People need to be accountable and quit worrying about the government taking care of them. And that's the fact.
But at the same time, there's a lot of us. The majority of us are working, keeping our kids in the house, and we shouldn't have to suffer because of a small amount.
You're
going to
suffer anyhow because every
time. Oh, I know. I'm already suffering right now because of it.
Anytime we're spending the money, well, guess what? It has to be gotten from somewhere. And where's it coming from? I don't want it coming out of my pocket for useless friggin' damn coverage.
If it's temporary, I mean...
It doesn't matter if it's temporary or not, okay?
I've been out there. You cannot catch these people very easily. And even if I could, okay, what's going to happen if they get caught? Absolutely nothing.
Well,
I mean, until we can get like a hold of the court system, until the court system holds these parents accountable, then...
And that's not really our problem.
Yes, it is our problem.
Right now.
But we don't have a solution.
You can't raise... Bring all kids to my house and let me see if I can raise them. I mean, that's what... It takes a village.
It takes a village, but if you've got people that aren't wanting to be share the responsibility, they want to take the money, okay, from the government, but then when it comes
out of my check, I know.
Okay. Well, here again, I don't believe that we should be spending money on something that's not going to make a difference.
We don't even know if it has or not.
Trust me, it's not going to make a difference. You aren't going to catch these kids.
These are cowards, Bob. They don't want to be confronted. Trust me, you get a little presence in here, they're going to go where it's easy, not where they have to be challenged. It'll be okay.
That's my whole point, simple. Is make it undesirable.
If everybody even else if is not patrolling, we have some patrols, they'll be like, yeah, we don't want to go there tonight. It's not safe.
It's just a matter of time.
Well, I mean, I don't like the idea to think that, for instance, you and Dennis are out there identifying what you're doing and who you are. I mean, you're putting your life at risk. I don't like that.
Hey,
I don't want to do it. I don't think anyone else does either. I don't like that either.
All right, here's another thing.
Good talk.
We're having a problem. Now that we've got the fiber optics in the easements, the people that are driving over these lids and they're cracking. Okay? And they're not supposed to be parking in the easements and they're parking anyhow. So I talked to Tate about this because he can run tickets. Okay? But here again, there's other things that we could do to alleviate the problem if it persists. And that's his contract with Tony's Towing and have these vehicles pulled. Coldstream has a contract with a towing company. We could contract with somebody and have them towed also.
And they're already in the easement? They've already broken the lid?
Yeah.
But that...
Yeah, if you want... We have one on Boynton. I actually got a call from the new resident up there. Now, they fixed it already, but it took 2 weeks for AT&T to come out and fix that lid.
Well, that's who should be contracted, right? AT&T, not our city?
Yeah, that's not our responsibility.
They aren't supposed to be parking in the easements. They're not supposed to be parked on any unpaved surface.
On the grass.
Okay? And they've gotten so used to doing it, and they're not just doing it during at night. They're doing it during the day. Okay? And AT&T... Well, I don't know if you even noticed, but Commissioner Hall brought my attention. They destroyed one of the main ones down there in front of the daycare center by somebody driving on the easement down there. I mean, it is totally destroyed. Now, they finally got around to putting 4 stakes in the ground and putting caution tape around it this afternoon sometime after 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But that lid down there is totally destroyed. I've got a picture of it. So, again...
Who's been driving in the easements at the daycare center?
I think somebody just drove off the road.
Maybe. They just drove off the road, but...
But that stopped them.
But that could be any of those. They've got those big ones all over the city.
If he had a camera, he would have saw them. Say it, I'm good.
So, anyhow...
goodness gracious.
That was one of the things I talked to Pete about, and I just wanted to bring it up and see if you wanted to investigate that.
Having cars towed when they're parked in the easement.
Yeah.
So who's going to make those calls? Tate?
Tate, yeah. Yeah, we would be doing it. Tate would be doing it. I need that here.
What happens if he's not out here?
So, you pull enough cars, though, they won't be doing it very long.
This is at nighttime?
Yeah. Well, if we see it during the day, I mean, here again is, however we set the contract up with Tony, we could have Tony come and pull, tag him and pull him. Anyhow, just a thought. Put it on the table.
And does the contract need to be signed for that?
We just would have to make sure that it isn't an expense to the city, because when they tow them, they put them on the lot.
All right.
And whatever we sign will not be an expense to the city. It'll be expense to the vehicle owner.
That we have to pay for them, for people not following the rules and parking.
How will we pay for it?
Well, we're paying for the service of, Tommy, right?
No, what I'm saying is... Tony's would, for them to get their vehicle out of his lot, would have to pay Tony for the tow and the boarding. Okay? Not going to cost the city anything.
So we're talking about after sunset, though, right?
After what?
Sunset. Because we're kind of going backwards now, because we kind of agreed that during the day people can park on the street.
Yeah, they can. We have contractors that have to park on the street.
Right.
Contractors don't pull into the grass normally.
Right, right.
Okay? We can't stop them from parking on the street. Okay?
So it's only people that are parked in the easement, you're saying?
Right.
In the grass.
Right, because it's getting to the point where they don't realize that they could be damaging something that's going to be affecting somebody's service. Talk about it later. I just wanted to bring it up.
You want to make a motion?
No. I wanted you to just see what we're talking about.
You're talking about damaging utilities is what you're talking about.
Right. Well, yeah. And those lids aren't like the LG&E lids. If you've not been out to step on one, they're nowhere as strong as the ones the LG&E's underground electric is. Bring it up next month. Okay.
I have another new business thing.
Okay.
We've noticed a lot of quite a few people in our city either don't put up their empty garbage cans, or they leave them out all the time, or they put them out, like someone on our street now has put theirs out, and it's only Tuesday. Garbage doesn't come till Friday.
All right.
Is there anything we can do about that?
Not without a code enforcement board.
Okay. I thought maybe it fell under that.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything that the city does, if we write any kind of a violation or notification, that's the reason why we're having code enforcement do all this stuff with the property issues, is you have to have a code enforcement board to make judgments. I would like to have one, but it's a lot of work. And really the only thing I would want it for is pretty much to enforce this rental and vacant home.
So is the two-story on Northumberland, say coming from Westport, heading towards the flagpole, with the garbage cans still out, they were there last night. Is that a vacant home? Because it looks like it kind of is.
Which we're at on Northumberland.
Up
towards the flagpole.
Yeah, going towards the flagpole, and it would be on my right hand side if I was coming from Westport Road.
Is it a?
But there were two garbage cans and a waste management, the small recycle bin.
If it's vacant, how would they have garbage to put out?
I don't know, but the house.
If it's 4115, they're bad about that.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that's got the garage in the back.
Like there were furniture. It was all dark.
Well, now, was it right past Bay, Bristol Bay? Two houses past Bristol Bay. Okay, they're moving out of that house.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The first house is one of the vacant homes. right there, when you get down to the bottom of the hill of Bristol Bay, that first house is a problem child. Okay? And then the next one, they had a moving truck out there today. So it could have been them putting stuff out for Friday's trash.
Can you get Tony's record of him pounding?
Anything else on new business? I agree with you on the trash can.
Yeah, but they'll walk out and get their mail every day, but they won't grab that can.
I know, Jim. We already know.
Yeah.
All right, commissioner report. Commissioner Adams, you want to go?
My commissioner report is from March 16th to April 19th. I will participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, April 19th. I guess I won't do that now since we canceled that. I'll take that out, Bev.
Okay.
I got on the emergency alert radio during both of the Louisville tornado warnings, March 18th and April 13th. Drove the roads of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. There were no citizen inquiries via phone or email this month. However, I did have one voicemail. On April 7th, I received a voicemail regarding Robinson Pipe Cleaning to come out to do some work at 4610 Lunenburg Drive. They're going to be doing some sewer work and repaving the asphalt in our street once it's complete. They asked for a permit to do the work, but we don't authorize any permits or anything like that. So we do need the following, though. I checked in with Mayor Stoneham, and he advised that we need the following stuff. The contract's name, the project contract's name and direct phone number, copy of the MSD work order showing the property address, copy of the certificate of insurance. They must be in compliance with Louisville Metro, Jefferson County Government's Public Works and Assets Right-of-Way Guide and Utility Policy. And we require hot tar sealing of the replacement asphalted seam area. And they need to let myself, Commissioner Adams, know via email at least 24 hours prior to the beginning of the project. Robinson Pipe Cleaning did respond on April 11th with the name and phone number of the project contact. They also sent a copy of the work order from MSD, a copy of the certificate of insurance, agreed to follow Louisville Metro's ordinances, agreed to use hot tar to seal the seams, and agreed to contact myself, Commissioner Adams, at least 24 hours prior to starting the work.
Well, what are they doing then?
And that is it.
They're replacing the sewer pipe.
Why would MSD not be doing that?
MSD's doing other. They've contracted. This guy's got like, how many did he say? How many different locations did he tell you? I talked to
I
him.
Didn't talk to he, him.
He's got a whole list for him.
So he's being contracted by MSD.
Right.
Because I was going to say, from the sidewalk, actually from in my yard, it's like...
Right.
20 feet past the house to the street.
Well, when she gave me the voicemail, I called him up, and I thought it was the homeowner
right.
that was trying to get mm-hmm. it. And he said, no, we're the contractor. I yeah. said, how come NSC is doing? He says, they're overworked. So apparently they've got a lot of these collapsing sewer
that's a crappy job.
Lines. So this is a national group, too, because I looked them up online, so. All right, Commissioner Mufflin.
Okay, 3-6, drove the city for a streetlight check. 325, a resident at 11908 Halifax Drive reported his yard waste had not been picked up. On 326, I replied, asked his address, and told him I would contact Rumpke on Monday. 327, I drove the city for a streetlight check. Also checked on a mattress that had been dumped, but it was picked up, thank goodness. It was dumped right at Trey Condos out in front. So it was gone. 328, I called Rumpke and reported yard waste was not being picked up on Halifax. Their rep said that it should have been and that the driver may have not recognized that this guy's can was a yard waste bin. She said that she would make note of it. It would be picked up. On 4-8, the same resident emailed stating his yard waste was not picked up and left his phone number. On 4-12, I called the resident, spoke with him about the yard waste bin, where he was placing it, was it identified as yard waste? He said that he had put a sign on the front of it. Bob had sent pictures. So on 4/13, I emailed Chris with Rumpke requesting that the bin be emptied. I sent him the photos, and he emailed back saying that it would be emptied. On 4/15, I emailed the resident 11908 Halifax to follow up, and he emailed back that the yard waste had been picked up. 4/18, I drove the city for the street light check, and then 4/19, I attended the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Hall.
Property maintenance. 4/20 or 4/2, I started the process of picking up sticks and down limbs in the green space and disposing them. I finished most of it on 4/3. I still got a little bit left to do. A lot of sticks this year. 4/9, did all the cleanup on the flagpole and Williamson Court, trimmed bushes, cleaned up flower beds, removed the trash and disposed of it. And 4/15, cut back ornamental grasses at the flagpole. Cause if anybody notices, they're still there. I've got them tied up. I just need to pick them up. And mowed primary city property on 4/10 and 4/16, and mowed and weeded at secondary property 4/9 and 4/15.
All right.
And no emails, no phone calls.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Commissioner Nick, yes.
Drove the city on multiple occasions, including that down the road. Went to the post office and they're stolen. Went to Dana Small's office and they're stolen on one occasion. Issued parking permits on Queen Anne's Court. Referred a call to Attorney Steve Squire concerning property tax. Just paid in two last permitted warnings along with the other commissioners on staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Now, the final, before we're, is there anybody in the audience that's got anything to say? Speak now. Hold your peace. All right. Got a couple of awards that went to training seminar over in Lexington, and at that time, they says, Bob, we've been trying to get these over to your people that's won these awards, so... First one that I'm going to give out is it's congratulations to Deb Lush for successfully completing level one achievement of city government.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Nice plaque.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this is a very important one. This is big time. Up until now, I was the only one that had messed our city government. Now we have another city official who has achieved that award, Commissioner Metcalf. He received this. This was all first day of August of 2021, both of them. But Dennis, right. Congratulations.
You've
done a fine job, sir. And they give a little gift with it. I have no idea what it is. So we have now got two masters of city government. Government in Worthington Hills, which I'm so glad. I want to thank you all for hanging in there and doing what you need to do. So if there's nothing else, we're here motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to close the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second
that.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton.
Me too.
Oh, my bad.
Alrighty.
Harold, what kind of trees do you got?